There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So it needs to be said, we just recorded thumbnail faces because I don't want people being like, do they really think that that was like a cool thumbnail pose? No, we did it as a bit and then realized we weren't recording like on audio. So if you're looking,
we can
at the
do
thumbnail,
that can be a fun little, if you're watching it on YouTube, I'll include that part.
Okay,
of us doing the thumbnail face. Yeah.
There you go. Welcome, everybody, to Meeting of the Elders. This is our monthly
elders,
show.
Elders.
On the Cold Popture Podcast, where Richard and I, AJ, we go back through the previous three episodes of the podcast and have a little look at what our patrons donating at the Cult Elder tier have to say about these podcasts. If you want your voice to be heard or your message to be read, then it's super easy. Just go to patreon.com/coldpopture and sign up to the Cult Elders tier, and you'll be invited to a little Discord server where you can share your thoughts on the franchise we've covered or send us in a voice note, which we'll be playing a couple of on this episode. Richard.
Yeah, AJ.
How the fuck are you, mate?
I'm not too bloody bad. I understand. Oh, you're drinking a Coca-Cola, no sugar there. But I was going to say.
I'm not quick enough for you.
You've switched to the no sugar due to the fact that you turned 30 this week.
I've been drinking no sugar since I was like my early mid-20s.
Well, I was more focusing on as a segue.
I turned 30 in about 6 days, and I've come to terms with it. It's not something I'm going into being like, oh my God, I'm turning 30. I was like that about a year ago. And I think now I'm just like, let's get amongst it. That's main character age, you know, like Jesus was 33.
Like, the main character.
The main character of my life, certainly for the first 20-ish seasons.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like I think it would be good for all of those of us who are turning 30 to start perpetuating the idea that 40 is young. And I think 40 is quite young, and I'm going to like lean into that for the next 10 years and not feel a pressure on myself to succeed more than other people my age, because it's not like 40's old. Like, maybe I'll make something really cool at 45 and that would be okay.
Well, up until the age where people aren't surprised to learn you died.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Which I think is getting older as well.
Yeah, people go, 63, shit, he was so young.
People say it for like,
he got 70. A gold pass like on the bus in 2 years' time.
You've reminded me of something, of a Mandela effect.
Oh, wow.
Of a Mandela effect that I saw on Twitter, but as something I personally feel as well. How old do you think Bill Murray is?
Bill Murray, 70?
Yeah. He's about 70. I think maybe 71.
Right. What am I supposed to think?
Hasn't he been 71 for like 15 years? Same with.
No, I'd say he was in his mid-50s.
Really?
If you'd asked me 15 years ago, yeah.
Same with Harrison Ford, you know, new Indiana Jones.
Yeah, well, he's 80.
Wasn't he 80 10 years ago?
No, I would have said he was 70 10 years ago. I don't understand what you're getting at, AJ. This is a very bizarre line of questioning.
I'm such a good podcast co-host to you. Like, teeing up these things for you to knock down. Like, you're like doing the correct maths on the years I'm saying. I'm like, all right, I'll give him another one.
All right, give me another one.
I mean, how old do you think Al Pacino is?
83, I would guess.
Wouldn't you think he's been 83 for the past 2,500 years?
No, then I would have said that he, you know, probably wouldn't be born for 2,417 years.
Oh my God. Good on you. That was great. Good on you. Okay. Shall we crack into some of the correspondence that we've got going on for our silly little show? So over on Discord, we've got a little Cult Elders server where you get put in if you donate the correct amount of money to us, which, by the way, fun little milestone in my life, the $1 genre project that I do, where I make a short film every month, $1 genre now has more patrons than Cult Popture. And while this sounds like a positive thing for Cult Pop, for $1 genre, it's actually more reflective of how poorly the Cult Popture Patreon has been faring in the last year. I think people might be confused as well.
That I don't get any money from $1 genre.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So that people might be confused there.
Well, give Richard some money. That's what the main takeaway for this is. So over on Patreon, on Discord, we've got the Cult Elders tier. So we asked people to tell us what they thought. What were the last three episodes? We were talking about the Antoine Doinel series, the self-indulgent trivia quiz, and the Karate Kid series. So,
and stick around, because that self-indulgent quiz, the you and I both have access now to, well, guilt, we always had access. Now we have guilt-free access to the quiz questions Discord channel. That was where everyone submitted their questions. And Jeremy said there were so many good questions in there, he couldn't get to them all. So on this episode, we're going to go back and take a look through some of the other questions that were submitted, see what we think of them, see if we can get them, if people
explain
didn't
why
spoiler
they didn't make
the answer.
Cut.
Yeah. Fact check them.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be what we mainly do on this episode, because there hasn't been too much correspondence this week. But let's start with Blister My Doggy.
Good
Blister
name.
Blister My Doggy. Oh, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
Blister My Doggy. I get it. They say, so I'll be honest and say that I don't have much to say about either of those franchises. I do very much enjoy the discussion on more artsy classic films on the podcast, which is rare considering how few are actually franchise driven. Little Tramp and the Apu trilogy come to mind. Those do feel like franchises that we need to cover one day with a glass of wine, you know.
Like this.
Some cheese. Oh, well, okay. Spoiler then. Slugs down my Coke Zero. That's the proper drink for a franchise. It allows for some greater discussion of films as a medium. I'm very much a fan of classic cinema. I'm sort of the token silent film guy in the Discord.
I've never
the films you love has been silent. And it's rare to hear a discussion on these films in the current landscape that aren't just the same parroted talking points. More casual conversation is needed for these, and I'm glad you guys provided it. Thank you so much. Bliss. They go on to say, never saw much Karate Kid. Love the Community episode, though, and the fact that it's sort of a two-part episode because Chang randomly becomes a superstar actor in the follow-up episode was pretty funny and cool. Not too much to do with the Karate Kid in the second episode, but I love the payoff.
Yeah, the episode following that one. So I described the episode, that one. But yeah, Chang becomes a big star because he, in a commercial, goes, "Ham girl," and then he becomes like the ham girl guy. And Greendale was shooting a film, or like had footage of Chang, and they were like, "Oh, we can release a big budget film using the footage we already have of Chang and capitalize on his success." And it's just him being like, "What's my motivation?" That's very funny.
It's good. It's that harmonesque touch.
Yeah.
Finally, I just want to say that I am very excited for the Redux. I am totally planning on doing an extensive fact-checking of everything you say and presenting it in the next Elders episode. I mean, I did name my dog after the main character of the franchise, Martin, not Bliss, for those who don't know. It's always interesting. You always hear, this is maybe too inside Discord for the podcast, but his name's Bliss, he called himself Bliss, my dog. I never hear about Bliss. I'm always only hearing about Martin from this guy.
Well, so on the next franchise, we're talking, of course, about Back to the Future, this is a franchise near and dear to both AJ and I, and
I'm cooling on it, I think. I've cooled on it since we covered it in season
one. Are we going to have... It's going to be one of those episodes.
Welcome to
where
the episode.
Where AJ's now too where, cool for one of the greatest
I think
films of all
time. Back to the Future, not that good. No, I'm just kidding. Of course not. I haven't felt the need to revisit it, but I don't love it any less.
But to say that it's near to your heart, I think, is still an accurate statement, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, that Bliss has said, I'm going to fact check everything you say. I can't imagine I'll be getting a lot wrong, okay? But I do, one thing that I put this challenge out to you, AJ, because this is, I think I've read every single piece of trivia that exists about this film. I've listened to every commentary. I've seen every behind-the-scenes featurette, even the ones hosted by, what is it, Kirk Cameron? Yeah. And I've put a challenge to you for next week's episode that I want you to teach me something new about Back to the Future. I want you to do your deepest dive you can and come back with a brand new piece of trivia that I haven't heard before. I will be honest about whether or not I have heard any pieces of trivia that you bring to me. I will be honest about whether or not I have heard them, because I'm fascinated what else is out there about this film and this franchise.
And Richard, I reject that challenge. Alrighty. What else have we got here?
So,
do you want to read Cheese's message?
Cheese said about Duanel, I watched 400 Blows recently and I'm glad I did. I can tell it's very influential, but I wasn't blown away and I don't feel the need to watch more of the franchise. It was great to hear your analysis. I think foreign franchises always produce excellent podcast episodes. Thank you. So it is interesting that, I mean, if you just watch the 400 Blows, it's like, you do not have an idea of what the franchise is. Like, if you watch Love at 20, it's like, you can see where the franchise is going. But yeah, I mean, it's, we talked about this on the episode, but it's like, this is it's like a franchise with a backdoor pilot, essentially, where they just said, I already have a character I can explore and an actor I like working with. I can just explore it more. Went on to say, quiz. Great quiz as always. Thank you, Cheese. And on the Karate Kid, I watched these as a kid and really loved the first one. Miyagi is a great character. I hope you try out Cobra Kai for a few episodes for film franchise follow-ups at some point. I think they did an excellent job bringing the axe back, imagining the characters as grown-ups, using the villains of the movies and keeping a very 80s cheesy feel while also being very funny, most often due to who Johnny is. To Johnny, who is, at least for the first season or so, the main character, in my opinion. I've got a friend at work who... is like a big Karate Kid fan and was always like, oh man, have you seen Cobra Kai? And spoke to him today and was like, hey, guess what, I watched it for the first time, Karate Kid. He was like, the first time? What? And yeah, spoke a little bit about Cobra Kai because it's sort of saying about how I was debating giving it a go. One thing I was like, does it keep up the, because I remember, when it first started, it was like, holy shit, there's actually something good on YouTube Red. And
yeah,
people were like, yeah, and then I from memory, and like, I haven't watched the show, I just remember this from articles, that I think Ralph Macchio is not in it to begin with, or he's in the second episode, or maybe he just comes in the end of the first one. And I remember a shot of the two of them and reading an article about like, oh, Cobra Kai just changed the game last night or whatever. And yeah, it seemed like this really exciting show, and then it moved to Netflix, so obviously it had enough of a following, and that it's third season, I think, on Netflix. But there have been other shows that had their third seasons come on Netflix, and Mm-hmm. There was a noticeable downturn in quality, mm-hmm. one of which just released their season 6 last night. I'm talking about Black Mirror, of course.
Two middling reviews. I don't know if you saw.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of it yet, but I'll probably binge it this weekend. But the, but yeah, the Cobra Kai, he did say, which was interesting though, that he's like, I don't see where they can go in season 6. The only thing they can do is bring in Hilary Swank, and who cares? But apparently, like, season 5, great ending, great. All the sort of character fan service payoff happened. So he's like, yeah, I mean, if the writer's strike means no more, it's Cobra Kai. It's got a good ending, apparently.
Nice. Alrighty, and our final message on the Cult Elders Discord is from I Think He Took His Wallet, aka Vinny, who says, Karate Kid, I was born, sorry, I was about seven or eight.
I was born, sorry.
I was about 7 or 8 when my mom and I were at a local used bookstore when I saw the trilogy on VHS on sale for a good price. I watched them and loved them so much, it made me want to sign up for karate lessons. I did that for a couple of years, and one distinct memory I have was this mini tournament among the class. I made it to the semifinals. It was myself versus this kid named Tyler. Our match went on overtime because we kept getting points at the exact same time. It was almost choreographed with how we kept hitting each other in unison over and over. Eventually, they just gave it to Tyler. Low-key still salty about that. Sensei Patty, if you're listening to this, fuck you. That was mine to win. Also, at the bake sale we had, your brownies were bland as hell. If I see you in a parking lot, I will honk your nose. Take care, guys. Interesting that you lost a karate tournament. I on the podcast, I remember vaguely, briefly being like, I want to learn karate. And then my parents being like, we looked into it and no, it's too spiritual.
And karate is the devil.
And so, but like, yeah. I feel like I was always like circling extracurricular activities, like after school things as a kid. Like I remember I kind of entertained getting into like ballet, which I think would have been so cool now if I was real good at ballet. But at the time, it was still, you
wouldn't
know,
cool.
When I was a kid, wouldn't have been cool at all. But if it was now, it'd be, you know what I mean? Like, imagine if I'm exactly the same as I am now, but I have 20 years experience in ballet. I think that'd be cool, right? Like, that'd be a cool flex.
You'd be, yeah, you would be much less of a cliche.
Yeah, exactly, which is what I strive to be, less of a cliche. And the only thing, did you ever do any extracurricular activities or after school activities? That's right. We've talked about this. Did you do that for long?
It was a year, at least.
Yeah. The only thing that ever got me was, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about this, probably talked about this on Cult Elders. I wanted to learn the bagpipes, but to learn the bagpipes, you've got to learn a instrument called the chanter, which looks like a recorder, but get this, sounds worse than a recorder. And I remember doing lessons in this creepy little dingy basement in pre-Quake Christchurch. Not being very good and not really being disciplined enough to practice on my own. I remember like learning the scale, like, you know, A, B, C, D, and that was like all I learned. And like when I was supposed to practice for 10 minutes a day, I would just sit in my room and just do the scale. And then, like,
parents
just make up shit, you know, and do like exercises and stuff. So
hot
I didn't get
cross
very far.
Buns, hot cross buns.
No, there was I think Auld Lang Syne. I was one of the ones I was learning. We would meet in this weird little basement thing with a couple of other students. I remember my dad would sit on this couch and the teacher would teach us. And one time, I got asked, I was like, all right, you go practice in this that room over there. And I went in that room over there, Richard, and there was a sexy calendar in the room.
Holy
And the first time
heck.
I went into that room, I looked over it and I was like, no, 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 no. And the second time I went to that room, I did not practice at all. I went over to the calendar and looked at all of the boobies. And that's my main memory of learning Chanter. And then it got really expensive. And Dad was like, do you even want to do this? And I was like, not really. Like, it's not my passion. I was never that interested in doing it. It was just something. I think my parents were maybe wanting me to, like, do something after school. And that was what ended up being.
Yeah.
I've been about 11 or 12.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And now you're turning 30.
And I can't play a lick of bagpipes.
But you can bow the hell out of some lay.
I can certainly do an approximation of the Chanter scale exercises. All right, so there was one that went D, E, F, E, F, D, D, E, F, E, F, D, E. That's the only one I remember.
Nice. That's my favorite. Well, we've also got a couple of voice messages from Dan from Hawaii today.
We sure do. Let's head over there.
And I'm sorry, computer. I am not opening these with what even media player. I'm going to open this with a VLC. Thank you very much.
Oh, I still need to download. Freaking
heck. This is...
Okay, downloading the first one.
All right, this one's 3 minutes long, and it's called Terminal. I believe that Dan is on a current tour of the United States, and so might be in an airport, a la Tom Hanks, your friend Tom Hanks in the Terminal.
Yeah, thank you. He is my friend. He definitely knows I exist. All right, are you ready to play it?
Yep.
3, 2, 1...
Aloha, this is Dan Connell calling in, not from Hawaii this time, actually calling in from the New Orleans International Airport. I believe it's called the Louis Armstrong International Airport, so the audio quality is pretty awful right now, but I just want to call in because I've been traveling a lot, and AJ just pinged me to remind me it's just been a few hours, so I just want to say that I wish you would read your Letterboxd reviews on the air. I think that AJ's and Richard's reviews both made me laugh so much. When they came up in my feed for the Antoine Guanel films. And yeah, read them. The Karate Kid one's really funny too. So, personal story with Karate Kid. I'm not going to go into my personal life, but I do have some haikus here I like to read. My first review, compelling as hell, touches on wealth, privilege, toxic masculinity. I cheated a little bit there, but you know, it's a haiku. Fuck it. I don't understand this next one, but Ali doesn't miss. Oh, it's Ali. I forgot there was a woman named Ali in this movie. But Ali doesn't miss. Her outfits, her intentions, she deserves it all. And of course, that was when I was hosting movie night, so I watched the same movie twice in one night. And so the next one, against all odds, teen leads have great chemistry. Ali forever. Very funny for me to say Ali forever when just a moment ago I forgot entirely who Ali is. In fact, to this moment, I don't know who it is. Let me look. Is that the girl? What's her name? Oh, Elizabeth Shue. Why didn't just... Oh, I guess Ali fits in a haiku better. Whatever. it was shocked me to learn, as you learned on the podcast, how old Ralph Macchio's character was. And oddly enough, Ralph Macchio's character, the actor, was the oldest of the trio. Elizabeth Shue was the second oldest, and... You know, what's his name? Willem Zabka, Johnny Lawrence, was the youngest. He was actually a teenager when they filmed. Wow. So it was descending order of age, which is wild because it looks the exact opposite. But, you know, twinks look young for a very long time. I say that as a former twink. I think that's all I have to say pretty much. I do have a somewhat traumatic memory associated with Karate Kid, where I began courting this person who eventually broke my heart pretty massively while watching this movie with some friends. I was multitasking a little bit there, but I think that first Karate Kid's great, and I had no intention of watching other Karate Kid movies, and now I'm delighted to know that I absolutely do not need to. I've seen the best of the best, and there's no reason to continue. Keep on keeping on. Very excited for the next Redux coming out soon, even though I really wish Madea was done. Sorry not sorry for my campaign for that. Lost by one vote, which is suspiciously close, if you ask me. But enough of my conspiracy theories. Madea, and sister chubby pants next year. Hopefully this audio isn't horrible, but hey, what are you going to do? I'm at the airport. Aloha.
I thought that Dan was going to say that the third youngest was actually Mr. Miyagi.
Pat Morita, yeah. Well, thank you, Dan, for sharing the story of your emotional crane kick to the face. And I do... Should we go back through Letterboxd and have a look at our reviews?
So Dan wanted us to read out our Antoine Dwinnell and
thinks
Karate
that this should reviews. Be like a recurring segment. I don't write reviews all the time for Letterboxd, but I... Let's see what I've got. My most recent ones. Go back to when I started. The Doin Meister. All right. Mm-hmm. 400 Blows, I didn't write one. Bed and Board.
I wrote one for 400 Blows, which we discussed on pod, which was joining the coveted ranks of people who Googled why is it called the 400 Blows after watching.
Mm-hmm. For Bed and Board, I gave it 3 stars, and I said Bed and Board, but I spelled Board, B-O-R-E-D.
Nice. For Antoine and Colette, I wrote, Jesus Christ, it's Antoine Dwinnell, which I was quite proud of.
That was...
didn't write one for Stolen Kisses. I don't think I wrote one for Bed. Oh, no, I did write for Bed and Board. I wrote, this is my own conjugal domicile, and I will not be...
Oh, yeah, because the film was called, like, Domicile Conjugal.
Yeah.
For getting more for Doyne.
Yeah, I got one more for Love on the Run. I wrote, if nothing else, ruining your relatively consistent franchise on the final film is very Antoine Dwinnell.
For the Karate Kid, I said, boy, that movie really just ends, doesn't it?
What nice. For Karate Kid Part 2, I
wrote... Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wrote, I don't really want to know this much about Mr. Miyagi.
For the Karate Kid Part 3, I said, the karate grown-ass man.
For the next Karate Kid, I wrote, let's see Paul Allen's Karate Kid.
I said, I've had it with these motherfucking kids doing motherfucking karate.
And finally, for the Karate Kid 2010, I said, I can't believe how young Jackie Chan still looked in 2010. Something we had discussed on...
Yeah, for the Karate Kid 2010, I wrote, I can't believe how young Jaden Smith still looked in 2010.
All right, downloading Dan's next message, because they sent in another one, as well as a photo which of a car, and the context I don't understand.
But it's clearly can't
wait
proud
to,
of it.
Can't wait to find out. All right, I am opening the new voice message in VLC.
Mm-hmm. Three.
All right, are you ready?
Two, one, go.
All right, this is Dan Collin coming back for a hot correction follow-up. I listened to the audio. Audio is pretty bad. You can't understand a lot of the words I say. So I'm going to elaborate on a couple of things really quickly to make sure it is very clear. Again, please read your Letterboxd reviews on the air.
Stop going on about
it. I do appreciate, though, how fast that episode went. It felt like an old-school episode in the best way, where you just breeze on through movie. Excellent. Great. I love the pace. I like listen to you guys at length, but, I also got a pretty busy life, so I appreciate the brisk pace of the most recent episode. I was going to elaborate on the courtship I did for that woman in 2021, but I'm still just flabbergasted. I forgot Elizabeth Shue's character name in just about two years, despite being absolutely in love with that character when I watched it last. But, what are you going to do? What was the previous? I think I was gonna say, but you know what? I figure you don't have many other callers in because Vinny's writing something, Liz is writing something. The self-indulgent trivia quiz. Really wonderful time listening to that episode. Everyone has such amazing anecdotes, amazing answers. I do think that the Discord community as a whole is a little bit too much focus on numbers. Yeah, a little bit too much on stats, which, I wonder why we're so obsessed with stats. Maybe it's because, as you all pointed out on the podcast, the useless statistics segment was an amazing, amazing segment. I really wish you brought it back. I think there's a great consensus there. Again, thanks for bringing it up on pod, but I want to remind you, bring back the stats. Jeremy, all right, as he knows it, sorry. A woman just looked at me. A woman just looked at me. This old, kind, middle-aged woman just looked at me at the airport for saying that someone can get fucked. She probably is judging me right now. Oh, no. All right, my friend is going to pick me up in their Subaru pretty soon. The license plate is literally Subaru with the W instead of the R. It's a whole meme. Doesn't matter. That woman is leaving now. She thinks I'm a horrible person. But you know who is a horrible person? Jeremy. Get fucked, man. Mahalo. Aloha for real this time. All right, hopefully it's always not bad, but I'm not going to listen back to it. So good luck understanding what I say. Hey.
What an excellent ending to that message.
A chaotic ship we run here on Meeting of the Elders.
Yeah.
Just, like, everyone's entitled to send in as much audio as they want. And sometimes it's someone pottering around an airport being like, oh, what was I going to say?
All right, we didn't put the call out till quite late this week. So, yeah, I mean, do you want to, it'll be a shorter episode, but I'm happy to have a look at some of those quiz questions we talked about.
Of course. I was going to say, one of the things with the up top useless statistics or randomly placed useless statistics that we used to do, that I still, if I'm writing an episode and I'm running out of, like, content, what I do is I open all the movies in Letterboxd and see who was in which, like, click on the actors and see if they are in other movies,
how many logged films we have.
Yeah So you'll still hear me in regular episodes being like, this is our fifth Anthony Hopkins film or whatever, but I feel like that is the most sort of banal and boring of all.
I love the ones where it's like, this is our third franchise where there's like a bald green character who fights who faces off against you.
And that's fun, but they don't always come to mind when... Yeah. Sometimes they'll come to our minds while we're not recording and we'll message them to each other and then forget to say it in the episode.
Yeah.
So they do. It does. Up top useless statistics or randomly placed useless statistics, still very much in my heart, but yeah.
So what I'm going to do is pull up some of these. So this will be our first time looking at a lot of these quiz questions, presumably, you know, unless Jeremy was lying to us.
Should I go into the there as well?
I'll share my screen with you, and you can see, and then
okay, good idea.
What's happened in previous years is people have spoiler marked the answer, so you have to click on it to see the answer, and if they've done that again this year, we'll be able to both sort of answer them. But I will share that with you now. So that's the Cult Elders we're looking at. So I'll go down here to Quiz Questions 2023. Oh, I forgot to do this just quickly. But then here's at the end of the quiz questions, Jeremy thanking everyone. If we go right to the top of this thing, you'll have my initial call out. And then, what do people say? Blister,
what
my doggy,
say?
Has said, it's funny, but platonic ideal was ultimately only said how many times in the Scooby-Doo episode, AJ, do you reckon?
Numbers! 11 times. I think it was in the first few.
We say that it's going to be like movies. The catchphrase of this podcast.
alrighty. What is Jeremy saying? I'm standing up something to be helpful.
How would you prefer formatting? Okay, I'm just going to find. Right. I did it again. Wow. This is. The Magnolia Buffer went through and did like a question on every generic movie podcast or like every Patreon podcast. But the answers are all just written out here. So we can't. These are some good ones here. Some that made it into the question.
What's that one?
Quiz.
Go up. What's the last one according to AJ Watt?
According to AJ, what is the quadrility of female-focused teen sex comedies?
When did I say that? Clueless,
Mean Girls, Easy A, Booksmart.
I think that's a good sort
of. It would
of
have been in the Easy A, presumably. Generic movie podcast. All right.
Wait, what is that one? The Maze Runner one? As a Maze Runner, not including that and R, what letter has started them? Oh, we did this.
That
yes,
did
right.
get, but yeah.
Okay, well, what's in second place? This is interesting.
Okay, so we've covered 102 movie titles that start with S.
Yes, yeah.
And it looks like second is B. Oh, of course it is. S, number one is the Scooby-Doo letter. Number two is the Barbie letter.
All right, well, what's the third? What's in third then? Because maybe that's the more interesting.
Third, which is quite a bit behind, is M. Madea, the Madea letter.
Nice.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. As of June 5th, 2023, there are still three films featured on the dumbest looking movies we hope are coming out in 2021 that have not been released. What are the three films? This didn't come up, but we had a very similar question last year.
What's it called? The Taika Waititi one? Next Goal Wins. That's one of them.
That'll be one.
Can you think of any others?
The long one, because they spoil the mic, I can see the length. I'm guessing this one might be Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
You reckon that's all delayed?
Yeah. Okay, Next Goal Wins and Wicked Part 1 was the last one.
I didn't even know Wicked Part... I forgot Wicked was being adapted to film.
Yeah. And... Oh, that's... Okay. This one took 45 minutes to come up with. Oh, that's the Barbie people. That's how many people have played Barbie. Yeah. And that was the question, Zek, that you got wrong. Because there's more Barbies in the upcoming film than this. What is the lowest rated movie watch for film franchise Fortnights?
What do you reckon? Beethoven? Beethoven's third or fourth?
Oh, I think it'll be the worst movie I've ever seen. Because I'm pretty sure it's the lowest rated movie I've ever logged on Letterboxd, which is Sleepaway Camp 4.
That's pretty bad. That's a pretty bad film. Yes! That is actually the worst movie we've watched with the podcast. With the benefit of hindsight, I can say it was worse than, like... You know what I mean? Like, I know we say this was the worst thing we've ever watched a lot, but I think
it's barely a movie.
Yeah, genuinely, like, as far as the craft goes, it just doesn't work.
What film watch for film franchise Fortnights has the fewest logged watched on Letterboxd?
I'm going to guess Sleepaway Camp 4 is also the
I would guess, like, Pup Star World Tour. I remember those being, like, really low.
Right, let's check.
Meet the Parents, 1992. That's I mean, that was a film that was, well, it's on YouTube, but it was like hard for us to find initially, and most people don't know it exists, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
How many films watched on Film Franchise Fortnights have been logged by less than 1,000 people, and what are they?
Oh God! Click the spoiler. Let's see.
I'm guessing about 7 based on the blurred thumbnail.
We've got Beethoven's Treasure Tale, Pup Star, Madea's Tough Love, Pup Star, what's it called?
Better Together.
The animated Nutty Professor spin-off.
Starring Drake Bell.
Pup Star World Tour and Meet the
Fuck,
Parents.
Fuck, so I was the one off.
Yeah, nice. Nice work.
And then Zek commented after that. They made 3 Pup Star films?
They made 4 Pup Star films.
Yeah.
We watched one for film franchise follow-ups a couple months later, I think.
What does the acronym AFNR stand for from Craig?
From what episode?
From the Evangelion episode.
This is your one, champ. You're the expert.
All you, mate. You're the acronym guy. I'm a numbers guy, you're a letters guy.
Okay, it stands for Authoritarian First Nautical Response.
Anime Finger Nose Rub.
The Anime Finger Nose Rub, yeah.
All right, which franchise were we covering when James Gunn was fired? That's
what I got.
Yeah. What MC Escher painting did AJ describe as wacky steps? I feel like I that's more of called. A me thing to say.
Well, people do mix this up.
Still. Yeah. House of Stairs. Is that really what it's called? Interesting.
I thought it was called Wacky Steps.
What was on the wall of the rumpus room AJ had as a child that scared him? Can I venture a guess?
I know what it is.
Yeah. Is this the was it the Lost World poster that had the eye?
Correct. And my parents taped it up.
Yeah. Lost World Jurassic Park poster, specifically the hidden T-Rex eye. What do you think of these? So far, the questions that missed out.
I would have loved if that Lost World one would have been in the mix so that I could get a question right.
During the Ocean's 11 episode, AJ describes what spilling what on his pants. How many more days did he wear the pants after the incident?
I don't remember. I remember talking about spilling cheese on my bed and just sleeping on it.
pork ribs in 2 days.
30-year-old AJ would never do that.
During the
but 29-year-old AJ would.
Yeah. Takes off his pants. So, during Lady and the Tramp film franchise follow-ups, AJ says this franchise film is his most anticipated film of 2020. A lot of questions about you that didn't make the cut.
Yeah, and it almost feels like the Discord's trying to help me out by getting me more numb. And it's almost like the person aggregating these questions has a vested interest in making sure that I lose as many rounds as possible.
Mm. Well, what would you have said for this?
Dan was right about Jeremy. I actually don't know. Most anticipated film of 2020? During the Lady and the Tramp. Oh, was it Lady and the Tramp live action? Sure.
No, because that was what we did for film franchise follow-up. Oh, unless you were like, yeah, this was my most anticipated.
Talking about film franchise follow-ups, not the... Okay, my most anticipated film of 2020, was Borat 2 wasn't announced at the time?
No, I think I might know what this is.
Is it Dune?
I think it might be American Pie Girls Rules.
Oh, right. There, mate. There you go.
They've put Girls Rule here, but it's actually Girls Rules. With
very
the apostrophe, wherever you want it. As of the 17th of May, how many films did you each have logged as watched this year on Letterboxd?
I don't know. I don't know how many I have now.
Yeah, I'm up to like 70 now, so I would guess 60-ish. 96 for Richard, 144 for AJ. Well, okay, I guess I've done more than I thought. Oh, what is the only thing to have a star rating on the Cult Pop Letterboxd account? Do you know this one?
Oh, what a great question. No, I don't know this one.
It is the, and I'm so annoyed about this, and I've tried to remove it, because there's been a couple of times you've accidentally logged something
in
Letterboxd. It is when Lisa met Billy, or when Billy met Lisa, the Simpsons short has half a star.
Why can't we undo that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I haven't tried that hard, but...
I like it now. It's like a little secret anomaly.
Yeah. I remember the Last Jedi rating was on there for ages.
Right.
One of the four films listed as favorites on the Cult Pop Show Letterboxd account.
I remember one of them is Elmo and Grouchland.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed.
Yep. That's all I remember. I don't remember the others.
Oh, Freddy vs. Jason?
Yeah, maybe.
And then is there a Madea film in there?
Yeah, let's check.
Witness Protection, I think. If it was one, it would be Witness Protection.
Yeah. Yeah, you got That's, it.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Because nice. I remember when we covered Monsters Unleashed, I was like, we've now covered all four.
That's right.
All right. So there's some real long questions and long answers.
I wonder why these didn't make the cut. Take note, gang, at what Jeremy selects.
Okay, here's a good question for an audio format, says Paul Hill. Which films covered by FFF contain the following special characters based on how the title is written on Letterboxd? We did the hashtag one, which I can reveal is bring it on. Worldwide
I know
hashtag
what plus
GSMAC.
Will be.
Plus, yep.
It'll be Romeo plus Juliet.
Yeah, it looks like there's more than that, though.
Oh, and Evangelion 3.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The 3.0 plus 1.0.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Was it hypertext 2 or squared? Would be squared. Death true squared for the Evangelion.
Yeah.
Yep. The cubed is alien cubed.
Alien cubed? Alien
question
cubed.
Mark.
What's a question mark film? Have we watched anything that has a question mark in it? Films covered on Film Franchise Fortnights. Oh God, I feel like I would remember this because
I think
question marks.
Where's my mummy?
Yeah, okay. Because question marks usually look so ugly in titles.
Any other guesses?
Nah, it's got to be Where's My Mummy.
Nice. And the star symbol. I remember this one. Do you remember it?
No, I have no recollection of ever watching a movie with a star symbol in it.
The like half hour Yu-Gi-Oh thing we watched. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. It's stylized as U star slash G star.
Funny. What's this one? Which film franchise Fortnite's movie title would be most approved by adding a question mark? Paul's suggestion is
Octopus.
Octopussy. Nice. Shall we do a couple more and then call the episode?
Bunch of phantasm questions there from Dr. Barrel. We don't need to go into those. What was the last movie Richard watched before he got hit / run over by a car? I can't remember what the last movie I watched was, but I was on my way home to watch Fury 7. So I guess the last film would have been Fast and Furious 6.
I'm going to guess Fast and Furious 6.
Nausicaa in the Valley of the Wind.
That's such a random answer.
Piece of dumb IMDb trivia was so dumb that Richard created an IMDb account just to rate it not helpful?
I mean, was it? It might have been the classic he has red hair.
Red from Toy Story 2. Mm. Yeah.
Yes, she has red hair and a red hat. Meanwhile, Woody has brown hair and a brown hat. It is unknown if this was done on purpose.
What?
All right.
What was the first movie covered for Film Franchise Fortnights with a Prince and the Pauper storyline and Barbie?
And Barbie.
Yeah.
What does that question mean?
What is it? Is it? Because they've just asked a question before above that about what is Pixar's second sequel, which I think is Toy Story 3. I don't think they did any sequels between 2 and... Yeah. That Toy Story has... In the second one, there's a story where they switch Buzz. There's the evil Buzz and the good Buzz. And it also features Barbie.
Oh, that's so clever.
Toy Story 2, yeah.
I don't know if I would call that a Prince and the Pauper storyline.
Yeah.
It's definitely a sequel trope. But I don't know if it's specifically Prince and the Pauper. Nice. Well, let's do one more. How far from the bottom are we? Let's scroll right to the bottom.
All right.
It's not like the people at the bottom missed out. It's that the people in the middle missed out. Okay, Cult Popture will famously not cover Star Wars unless it's their final episode. Arguably the best Star Wars film is, what is it, Empire?
Empire Strikes Back. What franchise film have they covered by the director of Empire Strikes Back? And what franchise-related but non-continuity film have they also covered by this director?
Okay, so it's Irvin Kershner.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Who directed...
I remember he directed a Film Franchise Fortnights film, but I can't remember. I remember
directed,
saying it.
Never Say Never Again.
That's right, he so did.
Franchise related, but non-continuity. But what's a franchise film directed by Irvin Kershner?
Well, I think it's the same film. I think they're both.
No. What franchise film have they covered, and what franchise related, but non-continuity film have they also covered?
Oh, so he. So there's one that is a franchise film by Kershner.
Yeah. And. My mind is, because of the time period as well, my mind is thinking a RoboCop sequel.
Yeah, let's go RoboCop 2. Yes! All right, I think that's a great ending to the Meeting of the Elders episode for this month. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and thank you so much for your questions. I hope that this at least, you know, alleviated the sting of not getting picked.
And thank you for sending those. I mean, there are great questions in here.
It's awesome, and I'm so humbled to see people engaging in cult pop show that much. Cool. Awesome. Well, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please consider liking us on Instagram, Twitter, and in real life. And you can also donate if you want to be part of the Cult Elders episode. Go to patreon.com/cultpopshow where you can do that. And you can also do all sorts of things, including giving us something to talk about in the post-credit scene coming up. Or you can, as we just saw, jump in the Discord. Maybe you hadn't seen the Discord before. And maybe that was incredibly
overwhelming. You're like, oh, that's what it looks like? That's fine, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely not getting involved now. Maybe that's what you thought. But yeah, until that, we'll see you next month for... Well, we'll see you next week for Back to the Future Redux, and we'll see you next month for another meeting of the elders. What's up?
I've seen, there's a couple of questions. So there's a sort of question that Jeremy gave us in the quiz, but there was more elements to it. So the Magnolia Bufferer said, how many times was fuck and its derivative said during the Barbie podcast? The answer was 246. Who said fuck more? I said it 115 times. You said it 53 times. Not including Richard and AJ, who said fuck the most?
You did.
I'm included in Richard and AJ.
Let's go Dave Kuraios.
It's a tie between Carlisle and Dave at 17.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, because it's watching 37 fucking Barbie movies. But there's a couple more, so... What was the first Barbie movie segment that had zero uses of the F word?
I don't trust this. I don't trust that he did it.
What would you guess?
How many movies did we not say the F word on?
Mm.
Zero.
What's the first one that we don't say it on?
The first movie. Let's go Diamond Castle.
Nah, man. That was all we're talking about fucking the whole time.
Okay, what's the answer?
So it was the 36th film, Dolphin Magic, which we covered with Bubble and Squeak.
Nice.
And then the last question is, who was the first person to say fuck during the Barbie episode? Who would you guess?
Me.
No, it was obviously me. And obviously me. Yeah. And how early into the episode was it? And the answer is during the intro, before any movies were talked about. Like, not giving a time code.
Awesome. Well, stay tuned for the post-credit scene coming at you after this music ends, and we'll see you next time. Welcome along to the post-credit scene. This is a segment at the end of each episode where if you donate $5 or more over at patreon.com/coldpopshow, you get to give us something to talk about, and this is the post-credit scene. Richard, who's it from, and what is it?
Today's one comes to us from Joshua Cole, who says, how much time do you spend washing your shoulders and neck? I think you mean how much time does gravity spend washing my shoulders and neck?
It's called a shower, Joel.
Josh.
it's
do you
cut there? I think that's such a funny cut.
Okay.